Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Today we're speaking with Bill Curran, who is a pioneer research scientist. We're going to talk a little bit about the weather that we've had this year and how that may be impacting silage and managing the corn silage harvest of delayed maturity this year. Let's talk first about how this slower growing degree unit accumulations this season is going to impact our corn silage overall.
Well, as you know, this year has been a below normal growing season in terms of temperatures, which has an impact on delaying how the corn progresses through its normal life cycle. It also has an impact on harvest timing and things of that nature for folks that are interested in using silage. An important key is to continue to monitor how the growing season's going, but also begin to get a feel for where your plants are relative to a normal harvest timeline. Silage, like regular grain corn, will delay more slowly during a cool season, so it may shift the harvest time when you actually start and progress through your harvest to later in the season. And that's what we're seeing throughout the Corn Belt where silage is grown this year.
What about starch accumulation? How might it impact that?
Well, starch is an important component of silage, as it is for grain production. During really nice, cool growing degree or growing seasons, we tend to have nice starch accumulation, but it tends to occur at a slower pace, which means you're going to get less maturity over time. It's just going to be extending more towards that frost date, as we call it. So it's important that we maximize starch accumulation for your target in silage, but the bottom line is we still need to harvest when that plant's ready for your storage type. You need to consider just exactly what your window's going to be, what kind of timeline you're going to get to harvest that corn, and then get it in the appropriate moisture so it fits your storage capacity and facilities.
By the time this program airs, we may have already seen the first freeze or frost in some areas of the country. What happens then? How do you manage silage affected by freeze or frost?
Well, what's probably most important around a frost is that it tends to shut the plant down. Frost varies in severity. You can have the severe frost where it completely kills the plant, or you can have a mild frost where it just burns some of the leaves. The bottom line is, as we have gone through this growing season, we're going to be pushed up against a frost for many uses. Silage is in the same situation in our more northern parts of the Corn Belt. But the bottom line is, if you do get frosted, you need to go out and check dry matter of plants to ensure that you're hitting your dry matter window, your harvest target moisture content adequately. The false sense of security is you see the plants drying down because they're burned. You may think they're drier than they really are. That's why we recommend a dry matter test to ensure that you have the optimum moisture for harvest.
Well, is there any other important points that you would want to get out here, because it has been such an unusually cool year and in all areas of the country?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it's stay in touch with your crop. Farmers need to understand just we are behind. How are we going to address these situations maybe around the frost, how to deal with crop injury and what the potential yield loss might be after a frost. But when it comes to silage, the most important key is getting out there and doing dry matter tests so you understand you still have a viable crop, even though it may have been frosted. Let's make the best of what we have. So getting out there, sampling the crop, watching it progress through this post-frost timeline, if that occurs, and make management strategies to address those potential changes in that plant.
Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.